BlackRock Broadcast.
Podcasts for you from us.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots. You're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers.
One Pilot.
I'm Jax, and with me on the line is my brother, Tim.
Timmy Boy! No, I'm sorry. I regretted saying Timmy Boy. I never want to say it again. Oh my god. Can we redo it?
I tripped you out, because we usually both say our own names, but I said your name for some reason.
I know.
I threw you into a loop immediately.
Yeah, I feel like I'm someone else, but I don't know. Anyway, this week we watched something. Today, we're discussing Pacific Heat. I feel like we should just end the episode there. That's all I really want to say. Just a groan. Anyway, so we decided to pick this episode because we realized we're Australians who have never done any Australian content. So this week is going to be hashtag Aussie Week.
Well, we haven't done that. We haven't done that many episodes, to be fair. And I don't really watch any, you know, much Australian stuff anyway. But I thought it'd be fun if this week we do some stuff.
No, absolutely.
And we should have picked something else, because this is like, take away it being Australian, all that stuff, because that's just so disappointing. Because like, it's like, oh, once again, our content's just not great. But like, this just in general is just such a like poor imitation of Archer.
Yeah.
It's such a poor imitation of Archer. All the kind of crude sex jokes and kind of like, you know, all like the kind of edgy humor and all this stuff. It just feels so like,
it's so flat.
It's so like, painfully unfunny.
There were moments, like compared to like Hoops, for instance. There were moments.
That actually did cross my mind, because I was actually thinking, I am like, you know, at a huge day at work, super like tired, come home, crack a beer, watch this episode, you know, I'm primed to just have a bit of fun, you know? Yeah,
you picked the wrong show.
Oh, it's, but like, but I don't know, that was the same situation with Hoops, and I kind of was able to have a couple of laughs with it. With this, I mean, I had a couple of laughs, but
I laughed a couple of times. Compared to Hoops,
painfully unfunny, though.
Hoops, I found it slightly amusing. Anyway, so the Foxtel Now description. That's right, everyone. We're on Foxtel Now. Got the free trial. Anyway, nice. The team goes undercover at a strip club in order to find the man behind a major drug importation ring. And fuck me, that is an awful description. But I guess it gives you a little bit. Anyway, so it's like this weird...
It's Archer. It's just bad Archer. It makes you realize even when Archer's bad, it's not that bad.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I've given Archer like a lot of shit.
Same.
Like
so
about how it kind of got pretty average. But it's like, my God, like this is the worst piece of shit Australian show I have seen in a very long time. And it thinks it's being funny and edgy, but it's just awful, and it's just really off note, and I hate it. The start was kind of witty. Like, I feel like there's moments where it's slightly witty, and I'm like, oh, okay. It's like there's a little bit of good writing.
Yeah, I mean, there's
writing,
stuff in there, but like,
but then
it's,
it just became such an archetype of like, oh, we have the idiot. We have like the worst Archer.
Oh, I hate
Archer,
that idiot guy. And that idiot guy is so like, even though I laughed, I feel like, at some of his jokes were just so unfunny. I was like, yeah.
And Jax,
cringing.
Tell me one character's name.
Oh, well, there's Archer, and there's Lana, and...
But, like, seriously, can
the
you
chief.
Name...
Chief? Was one of them called Chief?
That's Maybe. Not a name. That's Maybe. Just a description.
I got you on a technicality.
I have literally... just watched that episode like 20 minutes ago. I finished it and I cannot tell you one character's name. That is such a terrible, terrible thing to come out of a show. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know. That happens all the time, I think.
I can't remember any of the music, the plot. I don't understand this need for cop shows. Like, it reminds me of, have you seen Paradise PD?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a bit of that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So they're like main arc And they've got really quite crude humor, and it's like set in a really like
violent, I remember that being crazy, like yeah, but like it's dog on drugs,
but it's
or
grounded in its like it's quite intelligent behind its like absurdity and craziness, and it's not like the best TV ever, but it's fine. And
is that
I watched
the one
it.
Where the guy shoots his dad's dick off at the start? Is that
yeah.
that show?
Yeah, that's
I found that show kind of funny, but also just a bit too much.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, oh, this is too much for me.
But anyway, so that has like a major villain, and that major villain is like a meth drug lord. And I don't really understand why shows feel the need to like go straight to like meth, because it's like really edgy and like, oh my God, meth's so bad. And it's just like, just do something else. Do something like low ball and like build to it. But I don't know. I don't have much to say about it, to be honest.
Yeah, they're interesting critiques. For me, it's just unfunny, and it's very much like Archer. In yeah. the way it looks, its yeah. tone. I mean, it's animated, we should say.
Oh, yeah, it's an animation, yeah.
And it's got that same animation style. I don't know what to call it, but I call it looks like Archer. You know, it's the Archer animation style.
Yeah, it's like 2D drawings.
Kind of cut out, kind of, almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, got like...
2D.
Yeah, like backings. Like, it's got very clear backgrounds.
It doesn't look as good as Archer, though. Archer looks... Archer
no,
looks
I mean,
really
it's under
nice.
An Australian budget. You can't really judge it because of that. That's a bit unfair.
Oh, well, I will.
When I say you can't, I'm assuming...
But the writing, it's the writing, and I feel like there's no yeah. way it's going to get better.
No,
if
I
an
mean,
episode was on, so, maybe I'd watch it.
So does
news,
this
you
surprise
know,
you, Jax?
Go back.
It's got 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it got cancelled after one season. But in saying that, in
yeah,
saying
well, if you
that,
showed me this as a pilot, I'd be like, oh, no, make this better. Maybe.
In saying that, though, Jax, how offended are you once again... that Aquaman didn't get at least one season.
Yeah, compared
this did,
to this.
This
yeah.
did. Anyway, I have absolutely no need to talk about this for any longer. I will never, ever watch this ever again. What about you?
Yeah. It's not, no. Yeah, I won't. It's no good.
I was expecting like a big like, oh, never like, just a flat no. That's almost worse. That's almost like... You're not even giving it, like, the time of day to even just show your hatred. Anyway, it is time for our favorite little segment. What have you been watching? So, Jax, out of the shows we've watched, what have you been watching?
So, I've been watching Bates Motel. I kept watching it, and I've watched in, like, 2 days, 3 days, I watched, like, a season and a half.
Wow.
Also, I might only be 3 episodes into season 2. Okay. But I am proper in.
Yeah.
As soon there was a moment, 5 seconds or maybe I'll say 35 seconds into the second episode, like I turned it on, and immediately a new element is introduced, and yeah. I was like, this should have been at the end of the first episode because this is the hook, because everything
so,
else in the pilot,
spoilers
everything
for
else
Bates
in the
Motel. But Jackson,
spoilers for Bates
are you
Motel.
Talking about when the brother rocks up? Because I continue
oh,
to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Stuck to my
yeah,
word.
It's so good.
And chucked it on. Very good. Very good. I would highly recommend everyone definitely continue watching because it definitely develops and you get to learn a lot more about the town. Jax, you've watched more than me because I've only watched the second episode, but are our predictions from the pilot correct? Like, is it mainly about that relationship or?
Oh, I mean, in terms of like the whole series is essentially like it's the mum and the son.
Yeah.
But twist, there's an estranged brother, half-brother
yeah, okay,
in the
cool,
mix.
Cool.
And
so
he's
that,
got,
yeah.
like, and then his subplots intertwine with their subplots, you know,
yeah.
unknowingly,
it
knowingly.
Does
and then,
bring in
and
a
then
very
the whole underbelly.
Element of the town. That, yeah, the underbelly of the town.
And you know what's really
say,
interesting?
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, I don't know this either, but I've only heard this from someone else, actually on another podcast. But they said that in Psycho 2, it's like quite a lot about the town. Being like
okay.
an evil town, and ooh. the show has embraced that. Like, there's a moment 2 or 3 episodes in, and I just think like, you know, someone's driving through town and something's happened. I was just like, this is fucking intense. Like, this is pretty wild.
Okay,
this
cool.
town is really, it's like a great. It's Twin Peaks. You know, there's
yeah.
shadow. Everyone's got, you know, skeletons in the closet and all that stuff. But also Psycho prequels going on at the same
cool.
time.
Well,
and it's pretty damn exciting.
You know what I've been watching, Jax?
What?
I have gone back to a previous episode that we did quite a while ago, but I've just finished season 1 of She-Ra and the Princesses of Power.
Oh,
it
yeah, you did say you were watching
incredible.
That.
Incredible. It only gets better. It only
yeah,
gets
yeah.
better. I would say that we had a big discussion about whether we should have done the pilot in like the double episode because it was like a two-part pilot. We probably should have. At the end of that episode, she's like fully Shira. You get some opening titles. It's incredible. You learn so much more about the world. It's really like reminiscent of like a Steven Universe kind of Korra vibe. And it's incredible. Just straight to the point. No fluff around. No like episode no of the week. Herpes. Just like full plot constantly. And it's so engaging. All the characters are incredible. And I couldn't recommend it more. You know what I'm going to have to revoke my recommendation from though, Jax? Ratched.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so I started watching episode 2, and I'm going to have to revoke my recommendation for that one, listeners. It became very evident that the show was going to be complete filler until the finale, where she either will save her brother or won't save her brother. And I just became like, it just became boring nonsense that became less mysterious and more like, let's just be creepy and like disturbing and gory for just the sense of being creepy, disturbing and gory, you know?
That's interesting because I've actually talked to a couple of other people and they crave. So
wow. Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I have to say the second episode didn't pick me up, but you know what? It did better than Pacific Heat because Pacific Heat was absolute nonsense. I feel like I say this too often, but like I'm gonna go out of my way to like try and tell people not to watch it. Like if I get a sense that someone is going to watch it, I will actively like campaign the reasons why they won't watch it. Mainly by plugging our podcast and getting them to listen to this, because I probably can't really word it better than I did today. But
you'll black the show out in 45 minutes. You know, you'll forget you saw it. It'll feel like a fever dream you had one night.
What show you mean? Anyway, one final thought on Pacific Heat. Like, it's that kind of show where they speak so, so quickly that they get so much content in that they don't give you enough time to just breathe and just live with it. And I hated everything so, so much that I was like, all right, cool. So we must be at least like halfway through the episode, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. 4 minutes, Jax. 4 minutes. Anyway, see you next time.
Catches.
This episode was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcast. Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think we should do more Australian shows? Most likely. Then why not find us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or send us a message on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcast.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.